You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Big tech firms require more oversight from governments across the world because of the abuse and misuse of power that they often exercise following a particular political ideology, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, said on Wednesday. The minister's remarks come in the context of Twitter co-founder and former CEO Jack Dorsey's recent statement that the Indian government threatened to shut down the microblogging site for not taking down or blocking accounts critical of the government during the farmers' protest. Chandrasekhar has termed Dorsey's comments as an outright lie. Chandrasekhar, who was in conversation with the Indian Express Group's executive director Anand Goenka at financialexpress.com's Digital Bharat Economy Conclave, said in fact, Twitter was in violation of Indian law for a period of 2 years. But the government neither shut it down nor did it jail anybody, and even did not impose punitive consequences on the platform. All we are interested in is that the company should comply with the laws of the land, Chandrasekhar said. In another development in the tech world, software as a service major Zoho on Wednesday said it is developing its own proprietary large language model, which will be similar to OpenAI's GPT and Google's Palm 2 models. We are working on our LLM, but it is a long-term plan. These things take time. The short term is about integration, but tomorrow you will have an offering from Zoho also, depending on what you choose to plug into, Prawal Singh, Vice President of Marketing and Customer Experience, said at a media briefing. We have been working on artificial intelligence for a decade now. When customers needed ChatGPT integration, we gave them that by integration with 13 of our apps, as we announced recently, Singh added. The LLM model will be capable of conversing, summarizing, paraphrasing, and adapting to new tasks with zero-shot learning techniques, empowering seamless AI-driven communications and knowledge discovery. Zoho's announcement comes days after OpenAI founder and CEO Sam Altman's comment that it would be hopeless for an Indian startup with $10 million in funding to work on a foundational LLM. Moving on, ahead of the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting next month in Gandhinagar, the G20 framework working group meeting under the Indian G20 presidency was held in Kochi on Tuesday and Wednesday to finalize key deliverables including on emerging financial risks and containing financial vulnerabilities and fighting inflation. The FWG, co-chaired by Chief Economic Advisor V. Ananta Nageswaran, assessed macroeconomic impacts of food and energy insecurity and their implications for the global economy, as well as the macroeconomic risks stemming from climate change and transition pathways. The G20 members emphasized the importance of remaining vigilant to emerging financial risks and containing financial vulnerabilities, fighting inflation while striving to rebuild buffers and protecting the vulnerable through targeted measures as relevant to country circumstances. Now some news from commodities sector. The centre collected close to Rs 35,000 crore from windfall taxes on petroleum products in FY23 and will continue with the special provision as a safeguard against abnormal price movement in FY24. However, not much revenue is expected from this impost given the sharp fall in global crude prices. The taxes move either way depending on crude prices and the crack spread. Currently, windfall taxes on domestically produced crude and export of petrol, diesel and jet fuel are nil, as crude prices and refining margins have moderated to a level where no abnormal profits are observed. However, the levy won't be withdrawn as the centre has decided to retain what it considers as an efficient tool against abnormal profits when prices rise. Windfall tax rate on crude was cut to zero on May 15th after Indian basket crude prices fell to below $75 per barrel, which is seemingly the threshold kept by the government to remove the special taxes. Meanwhile, upcoming airline Jetwings Airways on Wednesday said it plans to start regional flight services in the Northeast by the end of the year with a fleet of 2 aircraft. Accordingly, the airline has received the centre's NOC to operate scheduled commuter air transport services. The Guwahati-based airline now awaits other regulatory approvals and an air operator certificate from the DGCA. The airline has kept an initial capital expenditure of about Rs 100 crore and will operate flights on 2 Embraer E175 aircraft with dual-class configuration offering both business class and premium economy options. Talking to FE, Jetwings Airways Chairman Sanjeev Narayan said in the second phase of expansion, the airline will offer flights from Guwahati to other destinations across the country. Besides, the airline plans to lease aircraft from Gift City in Gujarat, which should cut down its lease rentals by 10 to 18%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.